Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
The reason I'm sharing this with you is because in that book, we share a lot of your initial questions to Archangel Zadkiel. And Sri was like, hey, prove to me this isn't just my wife's having a psychotic break here.
Well, and also, I was very cognizant that I wanted to know if I was dealing with a pure stream of information.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so many people move into what you might call an alpha state or a theta brainwave state, and they begin to receive messages or channel, whatever words you want to put on it. But oftentimes that information is filtered through the egoic lens. That it's partially inspired and partially worldly. And I was very concerned that we were receiving something that was pure. And so I would question. Well, anyway, back to the question.
What is normal?
And so I love the response, and I'm going to preface sharing the response with this one statement. Archangel Zadkiel always said, if it does not feel like love, it is not of the highest.
Zadkiel would always say that if it left you with, and this is all in Sacred Union, The Journey Home, and I really encourage you to learn more about Archangel Zadkiel and read that book. But Zadkiel would always say, if there was a sense of higher or lower, if there was a sense of judging another to justify, and Zadkiel had a lot to share about this.
Yeah, and so back to this whole thing of normal, and part of what was underpinning my question was, have you noticed over the years that what's normal for you might have changed? You know, that what you felt was normal when you were in high school is different than what you felt was normal when you were in college, was different than what you felt was normal as you got out in the workplace, et cetera. You got the idea.
If you were allowing yourself to grow. I think there are people that have a normal that becomes their lifelong normal.
That they got kind of locked in.
Right.
There.
So I think that's important to point out where you're going here, Sri, because there are those who are living a straight 3D life, and they're a cookie cutter of what is normal. And we have a lot of email that came in after yesterday's show, and we're going to get to some of that today because very good comments. You're talking about the one who is on a path, a journey of expansion, and whether you know it or not, you're suddenly having to shift paradigms. You're having to shift to new normals.
New normals.
Yeah.
Well, just to bring this to a close, so Zadkiel looked at me and said, Sri Ramka, normal is that state where you feel at peace with yourself and the world. That's
now,
normal.
Breathe that in. That normal is that place where you feel at peace with yourself and the world.
It has no bearing on what others may say or think about you. Think about that for a moment. What your normal is that state where you're happy with yourself. You're content. You're at peace. And so I offer that because some of these communications that we've received and around all of the, I would call it almost violent communications, the social media, it's like people blast their opinion without respect for who's receiving.
Well, because they feel safe. See, that's the key. They feel safe to abuse. Now, that's a culture. And we're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. That's part of the allness, right? All is being shown right now. However, those of you that tuned in yesterday to explore the mysteries, Sri talked about nonviolent communication and how that's part of our evolution, is learning how to come together. And we shared a lot about people who, you know, just recently, I'll share very recently, Sri and I, no matter where your perception of level of attainment is from yourself and or others, we will always continually keep refining our filter until we transition out of these bodies, no matter what. And that's just part of having a body. That's actually enlightened to understand that, rather than think that if you have transcended that. Anyway, we won't go into that discussion. But the discussion I really want to take us to in this moment is the one that it is okay if you get duped once in a while, because we were. we recently were very duped by a phenomenal pair of people who, God bless, taught us the final lessons we needed to know, and we are so grateful. And so And I shouldn't say final, the lessons we needed to know to get to this moment in our evolution. And so as you are on your journey, and I'm also bringing this up because of some of the emails we received that maybe talk about, and then we'll get to some of our callers. And remember, ask for a mini soul reading, say hello, join in the conversation, 517-208-1500. Go ahead, Sri.
Well, so here we are in this modern era of social media, and people feel that they have permission to blast opinions or criticize other people's behavior. Now, I have no objection to people having an opinion. I do feel it's unkind to blast that opinion or criticize another being without first having some form of rapport with them and to be able to have a conversation that will result in a benefit rather than defensiveness.
So that's the secret, isn't it? The conversation.
Yeah.
And this is what, again, we learned recently, and we were talking about this on yesterday's show. What you're saying is actually an evolved thing because it means that you're talking to someone that despite what they may be projecting or feeling, there is at least a willingness to have the conversation.
Yes, yes,
whereas what is one of the experiences that's playing out right now is the ability to dump and walk away.
To not take responsibility
and to take zero
for your
responsibility
behavior.
For your behavior or what you've done. Now, that is part of the allness. We are not judging this. You know, we are at the time of the allness, and so all is expanding. However, that is one level of engagement. And if you happen to be catching us at OneNessTalkRadio.com, right on the homepage, you will see where OneNessTalkRadio.com has talked about that the gift that Oneness Talk Radio is bringing to the planet is that we do, all of us that are hosts there, believe that all voices deserve to be heard. That does not mean you have to agree with them. And that does not mean that that voice is not offering a wounding energy or any other type. But even so, all voices deserve to be heard. Just as much as the other side of that is, you have the power to decide what you are listening to and what you are calling forward. And so anytime you find yourself in a chaotic spin, anytime you find yourself confused, anytime you find yourself without clarity, pay attention to what you've been paying attention to. And then are you willing to lift up and to see that from the broader picture? Because that's part of the illumination that is happening right now. That's part of the new normal. Part of the new normal is, you know, even as I'm speaking with all of you right now, I was sharing with Sri this morning. For me, part of the new normal is trying to recognize that what I'm going through is a level of normal when it comes to the evolution of consciousness. And and we constantly are constantly, because we have been in this 7-day experience, and today is day 7, and I got to tell you guys, I don't know how much of me is here, but I'm sure these mini soul readings will be off the charts today.
Well, I tell you what, my beloved Kira Ra is so committed to her communion with the Ascended Ones that at times it gets difficult just to walk up and down the stairs, let alone to cook a meal or enjoy the physical. Now, this is not a complaint or a loss. It is just simply a statement that we align to a level. We align to whatever that field of engagement is. So you can take this as a metaphor for communication. When our vocabulary is limited, we tend to align with those who can also have a limited vocabulary. When our vocabulary is elaborate and nuanced, we tend to have friends that can enjoy that with us. And I certainly experienced that when back in the college days when my vocabulary took a little peak and then it came down to a different normal.
and I want to, you know, Sri, as you're talking about this, can I throw in one of these emails?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, like I mentioned, from yesterday's show, which really got kind of triggered got expanded when we read Benjamin's email as well. And again, go watch that show, Explore the Mysteries, from yesterday. You can catch it at OneNessTalkRadio.com in the regular rotation. It'll be up at Sri and Kira Radio later tonight, along with this show. It's up at Sri and Kira Radio right now. And of course at YouTube, if you want to watch the video of it at the Oneness Talk Radio channel. Today, of course, we're broadcasting over at our official Sri and Kira channel. So I want to read, we got so much email about the show, and thank you guys for engaging and caring and really coming together. Mm-hmm. And remember that if you'd like to send us an email, just send it to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. Again, that's just guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. We get hundreds of emails here. We do our best to get to as many as we can, and often we pick those that reflect a synopsis of many that are coming in.
They help launch a conversation.
Right. So whether it's your email we read or not, our heart knows that yours gets answered. And we've got so many. I want to try to answer a few more today, also get to those phone lines. So this one came in this morning, actually, and was forwarded to us. And I love this subject line. There it is.
Forgive them, they know not.
That forgive them, they know not. Now, we talked a lot about that yesterday on the show. So do you want to read this, Sri?
I'm happy to.
Sri's got his glasses. I'm going to let him read it while I drink some coffee and get ready for all your amazing soul readings.
And it goes like this. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I resonated so much with your Saturday show, The Mysteries.
Thank you.
I received an email from what I thought was a great friend, and she really is a great friend as she revealed something to me.
Now bring your hands to your heart. This is a fascinating email, and I bet every one of you has been through this.
She sent me a link to an article that talked about the hidden evils of yoga and how yoga is being used to shift people into demonic worship. I'm starting a new yoga business and have been...
Now, this is her friend who sent her this, who she's starting a yoga business.
She says, I've been having a slow start in my yoga business, which I shared with this friend. When I received the email, I was floored. My ego rose up in total defiance. Does she think I'm stupid enough to be taken in by Kool-Aid pushers? Jim Jones reference. I walked around my apartment gathering the contents in my mind for an email that would knock her backwards out of her chair.
Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, I'm going to send this response, and I'm going to say this,
straighten
right?
You start story doing all out.
That.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this email. I think we all can resonate with what she has been through so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And as I walked around my apartment gathering this epic response.
It was an epic response.
I literally walked into an invisible wall. I could not move. Mm. And at the same time, I saw the words in my mind and then heard in my ear a calm, stop. You do not need to defend yourself to anyone.
Beautiful.
Why are you allowing this to bother you? What about your slow business start is bothering you?
That is the question.
Thank your friend because in her ignorance, she has gifted you a valuable lesson. Bless her and move on. So I laughed because my heart became so light at that very moment, and I actually started giggling at myself. I got on the computer and I responded with a sincere thank you to the email. And as I got up from my chair, I remembered, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just wanted to share. I love you both. Gabrielle.
Well, Gabriella, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful email because, Sri, I wanted to read this email because this was really very tied into what you were just talking about. And how many of you are finding that within your new normal, you have new friends?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe in the moment, you feel like you have no friends. And, you know, one of the parts of this journey, one of my dearest friends, Johanna Sand, of course, my husband is my best, dearest booby, but one of my dearest female friends, is Johanna Sand. And Johanna and I were having this conversation on Sunday, and we're going to be talking more about this when we talk about trust on our show, The Voices of Conscious Women, this coming Thursday night at 5 p.m. So join us there. That's Pacific time. But what we were saying was, even though we are friends, it is a lonely journey.
Yeah.
That if you have decided to really break free and say yes to a level of consciousness that is ever expanding and ever growing, if you have really surrendered into it, and I am certainly not saying that this is your journey. It is mine, and it has been Johanna's. It is certainly my husband's, and we know many, many people. And part of that moment is recognizing that what has is shifting, and what is unknown. And those are those moments where it's honestly the jumping through the void moment. Those are the moments where only you and all of your practices and meditations and connections, only you can take that step backwards or forwards. And the gift is that you've taken a step. It's not that you went backwards or forwards, because it's when you don't step at all that the pain begins.
Yep.
And it is that habit of the pain that Archangel Zadkiel talks about that will keep you stuck with those who are telling you when you're trying to open your beautiful yoga studio that you're involved in something that's trying to create a demonic practice. Now, while certainly my worldview would dispute that article. My global universal view sees the divine perfection just as you did, Gabriella. And just as all of you, I know, who are listening to this show are. And this is that moment of what is normal. What is normal is that we are living in multiple dimensions at once, and that very few of us are aware of that. What is normal for Sri and I is that we have had to adapt us to the fact that something is going on in me right now. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second half of the show. Those of you that are on our newsletter list, you got our email on the Equinox, so you already know. But we're going to save all that for the second half of the show, because we're going to read you guys some of these new channeled ensoulments that are going to blow your mind.
And some of those are going to be posted in the Sri and Kira app.
Yeah, so get the app, because remember, every Monday we post a new weekly ensouled message. And so every week these are in there, and we're going to start putting these in this week. Yeah. So, Sri, we have tons of more email coming in. We have a full bank of phone lines.
Well,
we have so much to share, but let's say hi to all of you. And guys, we are not stopping for a break today. There are just so many of you. We want to get to as many of you as we possibly can.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go to, it looks like San Diego, California, and we'll say hi to Allison.
Hey, Allison, Angel, how are you?
Hello, dear. Do you hear us?
We're not on mute, are we, Sri? I don't see the little panel.
Okay.
Where's our panel?
Okay.
Hold on, everybody. We don't think we're in there.
There are.
Yeah. Okay. So give us just 1 second to bring in the callers. Forgive us. We had so much happening. Do you have to press star 3?
I'm going to do it just to see.
All right.
We got the...
There we are. I hear voices now. Sri, take off our mute. I see
Allison. Okay. Hang on
Allison.
A second.
Speaking. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you
we
now.
We are connected.
And you know, I love that we're saying we are connected, because Sri and I have been working with a lot of connections today, and we're glad you're here as one of them. Welcome, Angel.
Well, thank you, honey. I totally feel connected, and I just want to say how grateful and blessed we all are to have this wonderful community to connect with continually. You've made this so much more accessible. Thank you. And
thank you.
I am in the midst of some major healing and just wanted to know if you have any beautiful words of anything to come through.
Well, honey, that's why I asked. That's why I literally, the minute I felt your energy, that's why I literally said, how are you? I feel
you. Thank you.
Oh, God, I love you so much, honey. I'm just going to share, because you called in, and so I'm just going to share what they're saying, and I pray it's not too private or intimate to be sharing publicly. If it is, go, Kira, shut up. You know, I'm good with that. I take criticism well. So I just want to share with you, my love, that your body feels very full, like a swollen energy. And there's also, I really feel it. And there is a, it's like a vertical right over the heart area that is trying to work extra hard to help you process this. And your body is saying that it is time for you to let go of all that has, it's like, I don't want to use the word a past hurt, but it's a pain. It's a deep pain. And your body is saying that the swelling is the tears that need to be cried. And that it's okay to just sit and cry and cry. And that not all these tears are yours. Some of them are for the planet. Some of them are for the universe.
Okay.
But that you are birthing. And that it is actually a birthing moment for you. And they're saying that sometimes labor is just painful. And that it's good to know that as soon as the child is delivered, it is forgotten, it is gone, and one always restores. And they're saying that this is going to restore you faster than you think, but there is work to do in this now moment. And I'm seeing you, it's almost
beautiful.
Like you need a blanket.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's like I see you in a blanket, and you're holding this blanket as you're holding yourself and just saying, you know what, like, I'm going to start bawling, so I got to stop. So, I mean, I'm feeling you. So I'm just know that I'm with you, and I honor you, because what you're doing big work. Yeah. No, thank you, Allison. I love you, honey. Many
and
blessings.
This out of the final video.
Yeah. And let's see here. According to one of my indicators, maybe the voice is now coming back.
Okay. They are saying we're great at YouTube. So thank you. Yay.
All right.
So grateful. Okay.
So onward
with the
sharing.
Thanks for our techno moment.
Because anytime you get distracted by the technology, technology.
Yeah,
the,
I think it's a great demonstration of what can happen.
Well, and then where does your energy go?
And that's why I just unplugged. That's why I said, guys, I have to stop. And I think that was a really brilliant, beautiful, real-time example.
Life is full of so many synchronicities and metaphors.
There is.
Ever since coming out of the hospital and seeing that newborn baby, I've noticed how many little signals from the universe about the rebirth that is upon us, about the resurrection energy that is soon to be more robust on this planet.
I loses my breath thinking about that because we are that close.
Yeah, and we are at a time where we can choose either to be in the illusion of time and space and death and life and all of that stuff, or we can be in the illuminated place of knowing the truth of who you are while still having a body, while still having fun.
And saying, I'm going to take a time out, even if it's on the air, and you know that that's like a faux pas, but that's the gift, isn't it? Isn't the gift saying yes to your authenticity no matter what? You know, it's a powerful moment, my loves. And this moment in April, you know, remember, we're in the Aries moment. And so there's a lot of energy that can go into this illusion right now, especially the energy of combat, whether you're in combat with yourself, whether you're in combat with another, but there's a lot of energy. And this is why during yesterday's show and going back to Elizabeth's email, I really started sharing with you that I encourage you to try on light and not light versus light and dark, you know, just basically that which is light and that which is not light, which can be a lot of different things. You know, Archangel Zadkiel always said so well, you know, some plants just grow better in shade. That's just what they need to thrive.
Yes.
And who are we to say that some experience does not deserve to thrive? And again, this goes back to the Oneness Talk Radio experience of all voices deserve to be heard. It doesn't mean we all have to agree, but if we can just meet each other at the level of you have the right to exist, then we have a place to build. And that's, I think that's been the gift of this miracle moment, that we have had so many miracles unfolding. And Sri, I want to read another one.
Sure.
Because we have had so many beautiful beings write us. And hey guys, is our phone line open today or not?
Hey, I didn't turn it on. I'm going to do it
right
now.
I had a few people say they tried to call. So we're going to turn the phone line so that we will bring you guys in during the second half of the show. So go ahead and get into the queue. Let me give you that phone number first. It is 517-208-1500. And hey, write that down because that's good for all of our shows, including Cracking the Reality Code with Johanna Sand. 517-208-1500 is your time to call in to Oneness Talk Radio. And remember, you can listen to the show while we are chatting with you.
There we are, and we already have
people in the queue. So there we go. If you want to get in the queue, 517-208-1500. So Sri, I want to read, there's so many I want to read. Let's go to this one right here, because I think this is a beautiful one. And I'm gonna read this one, because once again, it's saying beautiful things about my beloved angel that you are.
Thank you.
All right. So this comes from Patricia. And Patricia, the first thing I want to share with you is that the entire community is wrapping miracle love and presence around the passing and the transition of your beloved father during this time. Mm-hmm. I know your heart knows that this was a divine moment. And yesterday you mentioned here that you were with us during the Mastery Mentorship April ceremony and gathering, which those of you that have the app join us every month. And you mentioned that you were there. And the March 18th ensoulment that first brought the divine directors through has a message in it for you. And this was the one I asked Ken during our ceremony, if it was okay for me to share with the world. So look for that. It's going to be in the app this week. That is the ensoulment for this week's ensouled message, because it feels like this is the moment it needs to be shared with the world. So those of you, again, get the app so that you can get the weekly ensouled message. All right. Here's her email. Dearest Sri and Kara, I was able to watch the radio show yesterday, Saturday, and I want to thank you for explaining about the energies at this time. It was really helpful for me, as I have been experiencing them, as well as interference energies too. Above all, though, I wanted to express my divine gratitude for the miracle you two are. Aww. Sri,
There is an emanation coming through you that comes right across the screen. And I thank you for allowing me to feel that incredible peace and love. I can only compare it to being in the presence of an ascended master. It really is so visible, and you are radiant. Thank you both for re-upping your commitment to us, to be here for us when so many might have stopped and said no more. I am humbled to witness the miracle you two are. Much, much love, Pat. And Pat, as I'm sharing that with you, I'm actually getting a pain in my physical heart. And so my angel, I think it's because of you that we are supposed to read the ensoulment that came through today. Sure, and so we're gonna wait till near the end of the show, but we really encourage you, if you've been tracking with everything that's happened, if you've been tracking with the miracle energy, if you're tracking with the show, stay and listen to this ensoulment, and I think we'll end the show with it because it's so powerful. We want to just end the show and let you be with it. I think that's how we'll go, because as I'm sharing that, I'm feeling her pain subside.
Yeah.
And so I think there is a greater, and Sri and I have been agonizing, guys. This is what we've been like. We had one show planned. Do we do this? Do we not do this? We've been agonizing. So we're going to go to the phone lines in just a minute here, and let's start asking some of our callers if they think we should share this. But as of right now, I'm feeling like we should. I really do. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We love you, Patricia. Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Have no fear.
No, none. None. Whew. All right. Let's take some callers, and we have some more letters. And then unless our callers are like, nah, don't go there, we'll read you that ensoulment.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to head to Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California.
And we'll see who's on the line.
Namaste. Welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. I hear you.
Oh, my God. Sri and Kira?
Yes.
Well, this is really weird. The reason why I was calling the number, by the way, this is Sari.
I felt you, Angel.
I'm calling the hi.
Hi, honey.
I could not get the radio show on the Oneness Talk Radio, and I was getting last week's radio show. So it was really strange that I called the number, and now you put me on hold, and here I am.
Okay,
sounds to me like it's a meant to be moment, my angel.
I guess so. And you know what? I did write you an email this morning.
Oh.
And so maybe that is why I was supposed to get through, but I'm flabbergasted. I'm sorry. But is anybody else having a problem getting it, or was it just me?
No, their Oneness Talk Radio feed is having a technical error. So I love your commitment. It's such a role model for the exact energy of the moment. If this place says no, I'm going to find the place that says yes.
You got to persevere.
I love that you're our first caller. I love your story.
And
I bow before your mastery.
And when you call, you get to listen to the show.
Wow.
Well, yes, wow. I'm just so jazzed right now.
So are we.
I've talked to you guys before. Oh, good. So, you know what? I just loved yesterday's show.
Thank you.
I did sign up for the app, but I missed yesterday morning's. So I will watch that.
Yes.
But I you know what? I don't know if you read my email today, but that really says it all for me.
Then thank you for telling me to look for it.
We'll look for it.
I will make sure it's forwarded to me. I have not seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, it was like about 9 o'clock this morning. We're on the same time. But the whole illumination is really so powerful. The, you know, past few weeks, and there's no going back. And after three, going through this, I just looked at that email and I was like, what? So everything that I thought was there was basically released in a sense to really just give it all to all that is.
Mm.
And I did write an email that day too. And you know, whoever got it, but it was just so profound, the message that that from my higher self, my child, whatever you want to call it. And it was the exact rebirth, the rebirth of not only him, but both of you and all of us to just take in that illumination and just embrace it and finally really know that this is what we were meant to do.
You're so beautiful. Shree and I are just sitting here beaming. You're describing why we picked our background. If you're watching us at YouTube today, this is the cosmic lotus. And and that's exactly why we picked it, because it's everything you just said. So thank you, my love. Thank you, my angel. What a gift to hear from
you.
And thank you for the blessing of this moment. We love you, Sari, and your whole family. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. You too. Mwah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Angel. Namaste. All right, Shree, who's next? We're going, it looks like, to Albuquerque, our old stomping grounds.
Say hi to Kathleen.
Kathleen, namaste, Angel.
Namaste. This is Kathleen. I'm so happy I got on.
So are we.
I have just been tears with the drama that you guys have been going through. It's just been overwhelming to live with this, and then watch you guys go through it with such grace. I'm just amazed.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. What a gift. How kind. How can we serve you, my love?
Well, I just wanted to, I guess, get a reading. I've all of a sudden in the last couple of days developed this pain in my head, sort of like in the back of my head and whatever, and I've been working on healing for quite some time for myself and my cats, and I'm just, I guess, looking for some kind of reassurance or guidance in some way about this, please.
Well, Kathleen, the first thing I want to share with you is I absolutely have just received a power-filled message that said, along with the email we had from Patricia, your request is another reason why we're being affirmed that we're supposed to share this ensoulment that came through on today's show. And so I do want to share with you, make sure you stay with us to hear it, because it's like, as much as I thought this ensoulment came through just for Shree and I personally, I think it came through on a personal level for every person that's going to hear it. And so we are going to share it on today's show. And what they're saying is that when you open your heart to receiving even more and relax that which doubts, you will be able to expand through the energy that is being given to you. And so it's that piece along with the ensoulment we're going to read in about 15 minutes here live on the show. So breathe in, and I want you to just start relaxing now, just in this moment. Sit back, relax the show, smile, connect, have a beverage you enjoy, be with your beautiful babes, and feel the love of the healing presence start entering into all that you are. And thank you for opening this container. I feel like you've already opened the sacred container for the rest of the show, so I bow before your mastery, and I thank you for bringing that gift into all of us today, my love. Many blessings.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've opened the container at all, but thank you for the compliment. It's like, I don't know how I've done it or what I've done, but anyway, I think you guys did with the healing that Shree went through this past week. It's been amazing. It's been a real miracle.
Yes, it has. And you're part of that, so stay with us.
Namaste.
All right, namaste, my love. Shree, let's say hi to Maureen out of, looks like, Woodbury, New Jersey. Namaste, Maureen Angel. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, Shree and Kira. I am so full of tears right now because of joy of getting through today. And I am so happy for the miracle with Shree and you. And as soon as I got the email, I wanted to express that immediately I sat down and I called in all my guides and I requested that Shree, his guides, were next to him in the hospital and to supply him with what he needed for his healing and everything that transpired. And I felt a trust and a truth and a reassurance that all would be well. And I just kept holding that vision in my third eye, in my crown. And just every time I thought of both of you, I just affirmed the healing that was taking place, and it just brought such beautiful confirmation as to our connection. There isn't any borders for this beautiful love that we all share, and it's so divine, and I'm so happy that I got a chance to express that. And every gift of a soul reading that you've given us, Kira and Sri, together has been a beautiful gift to return that back. And it's a beautiful, beautiful relationship of a soul community. And I wanted to thank you and express my highest gratitude from the heart.
Oh, honey, I need to be wearing, I think I even thought about not wearing mascara today because you guys are just making us cry. And thank you. Thank you for the love of who you are and the blessing of witnessing your transformative miracle presence is an extraordinary honor. And we thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And I'm just so blessed to be a part of the miracle within you and all this community. And I express my highest gratitude and love continuous listening to your beautiful souls sharing so much from your heart. And I thank you.
Thank you, my angel.
Many,
and
many
stay for
there.
The ensoulment. Seriously, we love you.
I love you too.
Namaste.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know, Sri, let's read another email.
Okay.
All right. So we have another email here, and this one came in from Jennifer, and her subject line is "Thank you, transformative."
Transformative.
Woo-hoo!
We like that.
We like that a lot.
Greetings, beloved Sri and Kira. I am so grateful for both your courage, strength, and dedication. This miracle was such a ripple effect amongst so many of us.
We agree.
I hold eternal gratitude in my heart for having such a loving family as guides in this beautiful journey.
We love you, honey.
I felt called to share with you what I experienced throughout the month of March. Day after day, I felt as though I was spiraling out of control, changing my name, losing my sense of identity, energy drainage that felt as though life was being sucked out of me. It felt as though some entity was sucking the light out of me while blinding me from understanding that it even was happening. Through last Saturday to Thursday, I started developing really intense physical pains, nausea, and vomiting. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, I can't remember which evening, that I awoke from one of the most lucid dreams I've ever had in the middle of the night or early morning, where someone was trying to speak to me. My body felt as though it clenched into darkness and jolted frozen. I was terrified, as something like this had never happened to me before. Come Thursday, I awoke from all that had happened and felt another rebirth, similar to one that I experienced in October 2018, which was the catalyst for my new state of awakening. I was reborn into my true self. It was as if someone had saw me chained to a little box of reality and unchained me, so my wings carried me up and out of the box.
Woo-hoo!
Into the heavenly light. I feel so light, such grace, such clarity. I finally put myself, my ascension journey with my light language and channeling on YouTube.
Yeah, girlfriend.
And created an altar that includes blessed water, inspired by a video of Kira with Awakening the Crystal Bridge.
Anchoring the Crystalline Bridge.
You are right. Anchoring the Crystalline Bridge. I am just so full of joy and feeling such energy of miracles. Thank you so much. You are blessings in this universe. I love you. Namaste, Jenny.
Well, Jenny, thank you and namaste. And we wanted to share your email because, again, this is just representative of, I don't even know how many emails we are getting of people that are having such similar April experiences. And again, if you go back, if you have the app, go back and listen to all the weekly energy guidance for the past month. And you're just going to be like, wow, wow, wow. I know we did. Sri and I went back and I was like, did we have to do it that literally? But, you know, the reality is we are in a power-filled moment. And again, Sri and I are going to be putting out another April video, hopefully in the next day or so. We had wanted to get it out this weekend, but honestly, guys, these shows are taxing my husband. Just having him here on these shows is a miracle.
A lot of energy.
So it's gonna be a little bit, yeah, but we will get it out this week. That I think we can safely commit to without overpromising. And so let's take another caller and then, we have plenty of time.
All
let's
right.
say hello because we have so many people holding. So why don't we go right here? Let's go to Santa Fe.
We're going to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Woo-hoo! All right. Another one of our
say hello
stomping
to
grounds.
Kate.
Kate, namaste, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
I'm just sitting here. I'm painting and
nice.
Oh, I'm just so happy you got through what you did.
Thank you.
You guys have been just an anchor for me. And I thank you because it's been hard times, huh?
It's been a challenging moment.
Yeah, that's all. You know, I can do with a lot of family leaving, but I understand the child, you know, falling apart. That's, well, was falling apart, but it's part of her journey as well to show me. And I use so many of your tools to deal with her in New Mexico.
Mm.
And I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm just very grateful you're here.
Thank you, my love. We're grateful that you are here. And, you know, thank you for loving yourself enough to say yes, to saying, I will move forward. I will apply a tool that will assist my ascended presence to navigate density. You know, that's how we break free. So thank you for that blessing.
Yes. It's an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have a young adult, and you want to show her the way, but it's not her time. And
right.
She said, this is not my path yet.
Right. Yeah, and so it is.
Yeah, you just respect it.
Yeah, you know, all voices have the right to be heard, right? And so, you know, it is her journey.
Yeah, boy, and that is quite the path.
Yeah.
And I did hear, and the manager, where she just went for a bazillion time for a job, said, you know, you have an old soul here, don't you?
Mm.
Yes. So
I love it. So anyways, that time is coming. And so thank you, Kate, for bringing your artistry, your painting into our show today and your sharing. And just feel how much we love you, honey. Many blessings.
Thanks for being here with us.
Okay.
Namaste.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Who do we have next? We have Darren from, it looks like, Illinois. Namaste, Darren. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi. This is actually, I have read all your things in the Sedona Journal.
Thank you.
For several years. And this is actually the first time I have tuned in and realized that you had this radio show. And I've been hearing all about this app. And the first thing was, I was wondering, how do I get this app?
Okay. Well, all you have to do is on your, what kind of phone do you have or device? You know, it's either an Apple.
Well,
pardon
me? I have a computer.
You have a computer. Yeah, the app is only for mobile devices. So it's for
okay. I have an Apple iPhone.
Perfect.
I can just get it right on there.
Exactly. Oh. So just on your iPhone, go to the Apple Store, the App Store, and type in.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll
easy
find
peasy.
It.
Easy peasy. You'll have it in a minute. Piece of cake.
Oh, okay. All right. What I really wanted to know is, I moved from Illinois to Florida, so that's why I have an Illinois phone number.
Okay.
And with my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been into teaching spiritual classes and doing healing therapeutic touch. And when I came here to Florida, I just found that there were just so many people that were just unconscious, totally unconscious.
Hmm.
And so in this area that I'm in, I've just started a spiritual class for people. I'm not even charging them for anything. I'm just wanted to get people involved. And I just wanted to know if you could see any, you know, which way I should go with this and anything about it that you could tell me.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. And the first thing I want to share with you is, my angel, you're right where you need to be right now. They're saying that you do not need to give yourself away. If anything, you're undervaluing yourself. They're saying even if you just do a donation basket with a minimum donation of $3 or $5, that you need to put more value on who you are not hide, and ignite your presence in a way that calls forward great, the words they're giving me is clarity, confidence. And I would strongly suggest, if you have not yet looked at my quantum clairvoyance program, look at it. It starts this Tuesday night, and I think that that could really rapidly escalate what you're doing and also give you another thing to offer to these people. So just something to think about there. I don't think it's any accident you got through.
Where is that program?
It's on our website. Just go to, on your computer, just go to shriandkira.com, and as soon as you get to our homepage, it'll say Quantum Clairvoyance starts this Tuesday. Click here, and you can click there and learn all about it. And so, yeah, Angel, don't discount your value. It's time for you to be seen, and you are worth it, and there is a great group of people waiting for you. Thank you, Arlene. We love you.
Namaste.
Many blessings, honey. Okay. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Bye, honey. Thank you. Well, Sri, here we are, and what are we thinking? What are you guys thinking? I'm going to jump over to the Oneness Talk Radio chat for 1 minute. What are you guys thinking? Should we read this? I think we need to read this in Solomon. I don't think there's really an option here. I think that, okay, we have people in Florida saying, how do we contact Arlene? So Arlene, if you are still listening, Angel, please send an email to guest@shriandkiraradio, letting us know if it's okay to contact you, or even better, why don't you get to onenesstalkradio.com right now and jump into the chat room, because there's people that would like to know you. All right. And I'm seeing Insolvent. Insolvent. You guys are so cute. Oh, God, Sri, look at my heart. Look.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Look at how cute you guys
are.
I
have an Insolvent.
Oh. But no, I'm going to cry, because honestly, guys, this is your Insolvent. And
It's also personal.
It's very personal. And yet I think the personal piece is for everyone. I don't think it's just for us personally. I think it's for all of you as well. And so I'm going to go ahead and, okay, here it is. So I don't know, Sri, maybe I think I'm the one that should read this, huh?
It's from you.
Okay. And, so my angels, again, here's just to tell you how this happened. We had just, Sri and I had just literally finished reading all the emails we read to you on the air today and a few others. And as we had done that, I realized that, you know, Sri's on this very, very special diet. And we're also in the middle of this major kitchen remodel here at Tosa Blue Mountain. So we're living off of a hot plate. And it's a very
hot
slow heating hot plate.
And liquefying things.
Yes. Yeah, so I told him, I said, okay, honey, I'm literally going to be an hour for what would normally take 15 minutes. And we had just been in this energy, and I was feeling very full and I wanted to put that love into cooking and get ready for Sri. And this happened while I was down there. And then as this was happening, I was told to send this to both Sri and Sue in real time. And there were two pieces. So we're going to read to you the final. This is the whole thing. So how do you think, should people maybe you want to relax, take a deep breath, maybe let go of the chat, let go of anything, that kind of, maybe just really prepare to receive
this.
It's
important to recognize that not everything is understood by the mind.
No, and I'm watching the battery drain on my iPad. Interesting.
Yeah, there's plenty
of energy.
Fascinating.
There's
enough
left, but there's a lot of energy here. So maybe bringing our hands to our heart. Do you want to maybe offer us a mantra of self-ascension before
I
read this?
So before we align with the energy of this transmission, take a moment, inhale deeply. Oh, that's good. Do it again. Bring in a big, big breath in. Let it out with sound. Think along with me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
And as I am guided, I do just want to share that for any of you, the first part of this does have some personal information about myself. I'm sharing it with you because I've really been pushed from the universe. If in any way that would trigger you, please throw that out and don't let the whole message be left because of that. And so, Sri, I'd like us to do one more mantra. Actually, two more.
Okay.
Two more times. So three total.
Continuing to breathe with presence. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Maybe I'm learning how to transcend all pain, how to really let it all go. I was cutting apples to prepare for Sri's special post-op diet, and as I was cutting, the extreme pain from my left kneecap called me again. Every time I stood up the past few days, a sharp horizontal pain across the kneecap, calling me, trying to literally take me down. I found myself bargaining with the divine. Please, I cannot bear the thought of another surgery. Can I please just make it to Bhutan and navigate the places that I know hold the final keys so that I can be fully present at the 2020 New Year event with this energy that will assist so many others to ignite their own? I heard in the distance, yes, we can do that. Then I found myself saying, and I do not want to endure another surgery, not one more, ever. It was then I felt as if I was gazing at myself from a distance high above the scene I was witnessing. As I gazed down, I saw myself covered in a very breezy and thin white cotton sari. It was very loosely wrapped around me in traditional style, and my hair was close to calf length. My arms were exposed and they were wide open, and I saw what felt like hundreds of thousands of IV needles stuck into both arms. And my entire body felt as if I had just come out of a battle that I did not even know I was fighting. Was I even there? It was then I felt as if I had been suddenly yanked back to this world and clearly heard to stop everything I was doing and to write. The thought, for I know not whence it came, arose inside of me that offered an aha moment of such magnitude, my heart stopped for just a moment. Maybe I'm learning how to transcend all pain, how to really let it all go. I noticed outside the window of the solarium that the lilies are getting ready to bloom, just in time for the Easter resurrection energy, perfect on so many levels. My heart expands, and there is a joy that is entering into me as I write. I sense that this is the, quote, new way, that this is the rebirth, that this is the one that is filled with joy, celebration, and the wonder that each new child arrives into this journey of density with. A moment, an opportunity to literally start over. Of course, my lesson is to transcend all pain. The recognition that our first 17 years were the journey of learning that all pain can be transcended. That if we are committed enough and determined to follow through no matter what, then the miracle will unfold. When Sri and I met, it was such a depth of recognition that could have only arrived after years on working of ourselves as individuals. A beautiful and joyous early time when our love was new yet ancient and our entire journey ahead. I am grateful that we were loved enough by the universe that what lay ahead was not revealed, for most certainly we both would have said no. During this 17 years, we have survived and grown exponentially through the vast energies of density, for how else can we fully release density until we have harvested all of its gifts with love, sincerity, and presence? We have experienced betrayal. We have experienced fear. We have experienced hopelessness. We have experienced theft. We have experienced lies. We have experienced deception. And we have experienced unconditional love. We have experienced trust. We have experienced surrender. And we have experienced union. It has been this 17-year journey into the depth of the experience of the yoga of self-ascension as the art of ascended living that has now anchored miracles. This has called forward the richness of having lived through the awareness, saying yes to the experience, and once more arriving at the point of yet another choice. The cycles turn, and our cycle is the miracle 17 that we shared with the world many, many years ago. So may be this the moment that we all transcend all pain as we let go of any attachment to the density and trust the universe to open the next chapter. We may not know where that chapter is taking us. However, we do know that our choice is to walk through this new door hand in hand. For together, we are better. And we are grateful to be able to share that with you right now. And when it came through, I did not even read it until about an hour later when I was sitting with Sri. And while it feels personal, it feels like it is your journey in whatever way it may be yeah. with you. And may your heart know how much we love you. And I sincerely invite you, if you have not yet considered joining us for Quantum Clairvoyance, there's a new energy in this program. Yeah. Just like there's a new energy in AMI, why not give yourself the gift of experiencing this community as often as possible? And if you're not with us Tuesday night when we begin Quantum Clairvoyance, I hope you're with us Thursday night when Johanna Sand and I continue the Soul Mirrors Voices of Conscious Women conversation. And Sri and I will continue next weekend, because we are here due to you, and we thank you.
We are all traveling together, and may we reflect, may we be a mirror that will help amplify your own heart, your own expansion, and your own trust, because each life matters, each soul matters, every voice deserves to be heard, and we are connected. Beloved ones, till we have the joy of being with you live on our next show, may you breathe deeply. May you listen inwardly, and may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. We love you. We love you, honey. Namaste. Whoo, Sri, wow. I want to give a quick shout out. We're getting so many emails here, but our producer just forwarded me one, and she said, Kira, we've gotten this one. It's huge. I do have it, but I cannot respond to this on the air. And it's from I'm not going to pronounce your name right, Angel. Vitayutas. I promise you we will read this email. It is the first time my producer has forwarded it to us. We will read it. We will either address it on the show next weekend, or you'll hear from us in private. But this is a big email, guys, about the ascension symptoms.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot going on with the ascension symptoms right now. And it's pretty powerful.
You know, there is so much happening that sometimes we forget that we have an innocent child called our body.
Yes, yes.
And our body is trying so hard to...
Ooh, my heart is really still feeling Allison and all of you.
And it's important to remember that while you have some consciousness and context that you're having frequency adjustments, your body's going like, what's up? Did I do something wrong?
Well, I can tell you guys that I am living through that right now. There's moments where I've even just stopped. And I've had to just say, okay, what would be wrong with a me that would not be accepting this or moving forward with this? I mean, I will share with you guys that this energy that's been coming in has been shaking me to my core and has really brought in an extraordinarily profound moment. And, you know, we'll read one of these messages right when we get into the second half of the show today. But it's all about, my angels, consciousness or ego, consciousness or ego, and recognizing that as you choose consciousness, the ego is going to throw every tantrum it can. And my favorite comment is Archangel Zodkiel's. This is also from our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. But my favorite comment is when Archangel Zodkiel said, the ego is a sly pirate. It is a sly pirate, and it will do anything to stop your growth because it's terrified. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.